Unit 3, Part 2, Development of 4R Skills. Section A, Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. US Navy's 5th Fleet, based in Bahrain, says 4 pirates riding in a fast skiff came within 270 meters of the American-flagged container ship early Wednesday morning. Maersk Alabama was about 965 kilometers off the northeast coast of Somalia and was steaming toward the Kenyan port city of Mombasa when it came under attack. The U.S. Navy says the crew of Maersk Alabama undertook evasive maneuvers and deployed long-range acoustical devices, which make noise painful to the human ear. The crew also responded with small arms fire after pirates fired automatic weapons at the ship. The pirates abandoned the attack without causing injuries or damage to the vessel. U.S. Vice Admiral Bill Gortney from the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command issued a statement praising Maersk Alabama's owner and crew for following maritime industry's best practices, including having a security team on board to help prevent a hijacking.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet, based in Bahrain, says 4 pirates riding in a fast skiff came within 270 meters of the American-flagged container ship early Wednesday morning. Maersk Alabama was about 965 kilometers off the northeast coast of Somalia and was steaming toward the Kenyan port city of Mombasa when it came under attack. The U.S. Navy says the crew of Maersk Alabama undertook evasive maneuvers and deployed long-range acoustical devices, which make noise painful to the human ear. The crew also responded with small arms fire after pirates fired automatic weapons at the ship. The pirates abandoned the attack without causing injuries or damage to the vessel. U.S. Vice Admiral Bill Gortney from the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command issued a statement praising Maersk Alabama's owner and crew for following maritime industry's best practices, including having a security team on board to help prevent a hijacking. Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 3.
A Mississippi baby has been released from the hospital after accidentally being trapped in a washing machine. While his mother was loading the washer at this laundromat Friday, the 7-month-old boy was being pushed in a rolling basket by his 4-year-old brother. The little baby leaned over to look in the machine. The brother hit him by his butt and pushed him in. His mother was looking the other way and didn't notice her baby mixed in with the dirty clothes. She shut the door and turned on the washer. With the door automatically locked, she went scrambling to a nearby bar for help after realizing her baby was inside. I just caught bits and pieces of what she was trying to say, and I finally caught a baby in something. It took 3 men to pry open the door and save the baby's life. Finally, we got it open, and when we got him out of there, I was horrified. The rescuers are still shaken by the whole episode. Never in my life. You see that in movies, you see it in the news, but I've never first-hand held it in my hands and had to deal with it.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 4.
A Mississippi baby has been released from the hospital after accidentally being trapped in a washing machine. While his mother was loading the washer at this laundromat Friday, the 7-month-old boy was being pushed in a rolling basket by his 4-year-old brother. The little baby leaned over to look in the machine. The brother hit him by his butt and pushed him in. His mother was looking the other way and didn't notice her baby mixed in with the dirty clothes. She shut the door and turned on the washer. With the door automatically locked, she went scrambling to a nearby bar for help after realizing her baby was inside. I just caught bits and pieces of what she was trying to say, and I finally caught a baby in something. It took three men to pry open the door and save the baby's life. Finally, we got it open, and when we got him out of there, I was horrified. The rescuers are still shaken by the whole episode. Never in my life. You see that in movies, you see it in the news, but I've never first-hand held it in my hands and had to deal with it. Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 5.
Stroke sufferers often lose the ability to speak or remember events. But how difficult or easy it is to relearn language can depend on which part of the brain was affected by the stroke and which language is being learned. Professor Anthony Kong from the University of Central Florida noticed this when working in Singapore. He found a big difference in stroke patients' symptoms depending on whether they spoke English or Chinese. In Chinese, there is a higher portion of right hemisphere activation in terms of processing the language, and this contrasts with English or other Latin-based languages in which most of the activation is on the left side of the brain. He says brain imaging techniques show tonal languages, such as Chinese, make more use of the right side of the brain, whereas the processing for Latin-based languages, such as English, tends to occur in the left side. This means for Chinese speakers, most of the medical research on relearning language after a stroke may not be relevant to them, as it comes from investigations with English speakers. Professor Kong is now about to start the first Chinese-specific research project on the way brain damage affects speech. He hopes this will lead to better after-stroke therapy for speakers of Chinese and other tonal languages.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Stroke sufferers often lose the ability to speak or remember events. But how difficult or easy it is to relearn language can depend on which part of the brain was affected by the stroke and which language is being learned. Professor Anthony Kong from the University of Central Florida noticed this when working in Singapore. He found a big difference in stroke patients' symptoms, depending on whether they spoke English or Chinese. In Chinese, there is a higher portion of right hemisphere activation in terms of processing the language, and this contrasts with English or other Latin-based languages, in which most of the activation is on the left side of the brain. He says brain imaging techniques show tonal languages, such as Chinese, make more use of the right side of the brain, whereas the processing for Latin-based languages, such as English, tends to occur in the left side. This means for Chinese speakers, most of the medical research on relearning language after a stroke may not be relevant to them, as it comes from investigations with English speakers. Professor Kong is now about to start the first Chinese-specific research project on the way brain damage affects speech. He hopes this will lead to better after-stroke therapy for speakers of Chinese and other tonal languages.
Task 4. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 7 to 8.
Good morning, Mrs. Green. Glad to meet you.
Good morning, Mr. Cage. It's very nice to see you in person.
How are things going?
Everything is nice.
I hope through your visit we can settle the price for self-heater boots and conclude the business before long.
I think so, Mr. Cage. We came here to talk to you about our requirements of self-heater boots. Can you show us your price list and catalogues?
We've specially made out a price list. Here you are.
Oh, Mr. Cage, after going over your price list and catalogues, we found that your prices are too high than those offered by other suppliers. It would be impossible for us to push any sales at such high prices.
I'm sorry to hear that. You must know that the cost of production has risen a great deal in recent years, while our prices remain unchanged, so our products are moderately priced.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you in this respect. I know that your products are attractive in design, but I wish to point out that your offers are higher than some of the quotations I've received from your competitors in other countries. So, your price is not competitive in this market.
Miss Green, as you may know, our products, which are of high quality, have found a good market in many countries, so you must take quality into consideration too.
I agree with what you say, but the price difference should not be so big. If you want to get the order, you'll have to lower the price. That's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, in order to help you develop business in this line, we may consider making some concessions in your price, but never to that extent.
If your price is FOB Shanghai, $49.99 a pair, we might come to terms.
I'm afraid you are asking too much. Actually, we have never given such lower price. For friendship's sake, we may exceptionally consider reducing our price to FOB Shanghai $59.99 a pair. This is the lowest price we can afford.
You certainly have a way of talking me into it, but I wonder if when we place a larger order, you'll further reduce your prices.
Miss Green, I can assure you that our price is the most favourable. We are sorry to say that we cannot bring our price down a still lower level.
Okay, I accept. I'm glad we have brought this transaction to a successful conclusion and hope this will be the beginning of other business in the future. Goodbye, Mr. Cage.
See you, and thanks for coming, Miss Green.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 9 to 12.
Good morning, Mrs. Green. Glad to meet you.
Good morning, Mr. Cage. It's very nice to see you in person.
How are things going?
Everything is nice.
I hope through your visit we can settle the price for self-heater boots and conclude the business before long.
I think so, Mr. Cage. We came here to talk to you about our requirements of self-heater boots. Can you show us your price list and catalogues?
We've specially made out a price list. Here you are.
Oh, Mr. Cage, after going over your price list and catalogues, we found that your prices are too high than those offered by other suppliers. It would be impossible for us to push any sales at such high prices.
I'm sorry to hear that. You must know that the cost of production has risen a great deal in recent years, while our prices remain unchanged, so our products are moderately priced.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you in this respect. I know that your products are attractive in design, but I wish to point out that your offers are higher than some of the quotations I've received from your competitors in other countries. So, your price is not competitive in this market.
Miss Green, as you may know, our products, which are of high quality, have found a good market in many countries, so you must take quality into consideration too.
I agree with what you say, but the price difference should not be so big. If you want to get the order, you'll have to lower the price. That's reasonable, isn't it?
Well, in order to help you develop business in this line, we may consider making some concessions in your price, but never to that extent.
If your price is FOB Shanghai, $49.99 a pair, we might come to terms.
I'm afraid you are asking too much. Actually, we have never given such lower price. For friendship's sake, we may exceptionally consider reducing our price to FOB Shanghai $59.99 a pair. This is the lowest price we can afford.
You certainly have a way of talking me into it, but I wonder if when we place a larger order, you'll further reduce your prices.
Miss Green, I can assure you that our price is the most favourable. We are sorry to say that we cannot bring our price down a still lower level.
Okay, I accept. I'm glad we have brought this transaction to a successful conclusion and hope this will be the beginning of other business in the future. Goodbye, Mr. Cage.
See you, and thanks for coming, Miss Green.
Task 5. Now listen to a long conversation and answer questions 13 to 14.
Drip is a cafe on Amsterdam Avenue with 50s-style couches and chairs in cozy seating arrangements. Kathleen is standing at the front counter with Christina, getting drinks.
I went to the Foxbooks website, and you can buy anything there. They ship it to you in a day. Maybe we should get a website.
My mother would never have wanted us to have a website. Every book you sell is a gift from your heart. She always said that.
As they walk toward the back of the cafe, Kathleen notices a stack of loose-leaf binders on the table.
What if they put us out of business?
It's out of the question. We are a fixture in the neighborhood. We're practically a landmark.
Indicating the binders.
Men for women, women for men, women for women. What is this?
You fill out one of these forms and they file it in the book. And if someone wants to meet you, they arrange it.
What a stupid way to meet someone.
Compared to the internet.
My little thing on the internet is just a lark.
So it's still going on.
And I do not plan to meet him.
Indicating the book.
Why do I get the feeling that you are in here somewhere?
Christina flips the book open to her application.
I came in here one night and drank too much coffee and filled one out. Well, how am I supposed to meet someone?
You are a runner. Someday you will make eye contact with another runner and...
No one ever even looks at me. They don't. On top of which, who are they?
They could like the symphony.
I could never fall in love with someone who likes to go to the symphony.
I know. What are you supposed to do there?
I don't know.
Sit. You're supposed to sit.
I could never fall in love with anyone who smokes cigars either.
I'll tell you what I hate. Big fat legs like stumps.
Yeah, I hate that too.
The worst, I could never, under any circumstances, love anybody who had a sailboat.
Neither could I.
If I had to get up on Saturday morning knowing that I was about to go down to the pier and unravel all those ropes and put on all that sunblock.
All that talk about the wind.
And then you have to go out on the boat and you sail and sail and sail until you are bored witless. And then, only then do they say, let's turn around, and you realize the trip is only half over. Only it's not because the wind has changed.
It hasn't changed. It's died.
So then there's more talk about the wind, while you just flop up and down trying not to get nauseous. And when you finally get back, you have to clean up the boat.
Why don't people have boatmates?
I know. There are all these people who wouldn't be caught dead polishing a doorknob in their house, but put them on a boat and they want to rub down everything inside.
Now listen to the conversation again and answer questions 15 to 18.
Drip is a cafe on Amsterdam Avenue with 50s-style couches and chairs in cozy seating arrangements. Kathleen is standing at the front counter with Christina getting drinks.
I went to the Fox Books website and you can buy anything there. They ship it to you in a day. Maybe we should get a website.
My mother would never have wanted us to have a website. Every book you sell is a gift from your heart. She always said that.
As they walk toward the back of the cafe, Kathleen notices a stack of loose-leaf binders on the table.
What if they put us out of business?
It's out of the question. We are a fixture in the neighborhood. We're practically a landmark.
Indicating the binders.
Men for women, women for men, women for women. What is this?
You fill out one of these forms and they file it in the book. And if someone wants to meet you, they arrange it.
What a stupid way to meet someone.
Compared to the internet.
My little thing on the internet is just a lark.
So it's still going on.
And I do not plan to meet him.
Indicating the book.
Why do I get the feeling that you are in here somewhere?
Christina flips the book open to her application.
I came in here one night and drank too much coffee and filled one out. Well, how am I supposed to meet someone?
You are a runner. Someday you will make eye contact with another runner and...
No one ever even looks at me. They don't. On top of which... Who are they? They could like the symphony. I could never fall in love with someone who likes to go to the symphony.
I know. What are you supposed to do there?
I don't know.
Sit. You're supposed to sit.
I could never fall in love with anyone who smokes cigars either.
I'll tell you what I hate. Big fat legs like stumps.
Yeah, I hate that too.
The worst, I could never, under any circumstances, love anybody who had a sailboat.
Neither could I.
If I had to get up on Saturday morning knowing that I was about to go down to the pier and unravel all those ropes and put on all that sunblock.
All that talk about the wind.
And then you have to go out on the boat and you sail and sail and sail until you are bored witless. And then, only then do they say, let's turn around, and you realize the trip is only half over. Only it's not because the wind has changed.
It hasn't changed. It's died.
So then there's more talk about the wind, while you just flop up and down trying not to get nauseous. And when you finally get back, you have to clean up the boat.
Why don't people have boat mates?
I know. There are all these people who wouldn't be caught dead polishing a doorknob in their house, but put them on a boat, and they want to rub down everything inside.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
As Joe and Kevin walk out of the store and start downtown.
I suppose she's carrying a copy of a book with a flower in it.
Joe doesn't say anything.
Not really. Really? Which Jane Austen is it? Pride and Prejudice. She could be a real dog. I know. Look, I'll just stay 10 minutes. I'll say hello, drink a cup of coffee and split. I'm out of here. Walk me there, okay?
As the two men walk toward Cafe Lalo.
What if she has a really high, squeaky voice? I hate that. It reminds me of those mice in Cinderella. What mice in Cinderella? Gus Gus and, oh, shit, I can't remember the other one. Why am I compelled to meet her? I'm just ruining a good thing. You're taking it to the next level. I always do that. I always take a relationship to the next level. And if it works okay, I take it to the next level after that, until I can finally get to the level where it becomes absolutely necessary for me to leave. I'm not going to stay long anyway. I already said that, didn't I? Christ, I'm a total wreck.
As they reach Cafe Lalo, Joe stops and looks at Kevin.
Kevin, this woman is the most adorable creature I have ever come in contact with. If she turns out to be even as good-looking as a mailbox, I'll be crazy not to turn my life upside down and marry her. She could be a real dog.
A total panic.
You go look.
Me?
Just go to the window and check her out. You're pathetic.
Kevin goes to the window and looks inside.
See her? There's a beautiful, whoa, very beautiful girl. Yes?
But no book. Let me see. Wait a minute. There's a book with a flower, so it must be her.
What does she look like?
There's a waiter blocking. I can't see her face. He's serving her a cup of tea, and she's putting in 3 spoonfuls of sugar.
Well, why shouldn't she?
No reason, unless she has hyperglycemia. Oh, he's moving.
Can you see her?
Yes.
And?
Clearly frustrated.
She's very pretty.
She is. I knew she would be. She had to be.
She looks, I would say she has a little of the colouring of that Kathleen Kelly person.
Kathleen Kelly of the bookstore?
Why not? You said you thought she was attractive.
So what? Who cares about Kathleen Kelly?
Well, if you don't like Kathleen Kelly, I can tell you right now you ain't going to like this girl.
Why not?
Because it is Kathleen Kelly.
Joe elbows Kevin aside and looks.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
You're going to let her just wait there?
Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Why not?
But she wrote the letters.
Good night, Kevin. I'll see you tomorrow.
As Joe and Kevin walk out of the store and start downtown.
I suppose she's carrying a copy of a book with a flower in it.
Joe doesn't say anything.
Not really.
Really?
Which Jane Austen is it?
Pride and Prejudice.
She could be a real dog.
I know. Look, I'll just stay 10 minutes. I'll say hello, drink a cup of coffee, and split. I'm out of here. Walk me there, okay?
As the two men walked toward Cafe Lalo...
What if she has a really high, squeaky voice? I hate that. It reminds me of those mice in Cinderella.
What mice in Cinderella?
Gus Gus and, oh, shit, I can't remember the other one. Why am I compelled to meet her? I'm just ruining a good thing.
You're taking it to the next level.
I always do that. I always take a relationship to the next level. And if it works okay, I take it to the next level after that, until I can finally get to the level where it becomes absolutely necessary for me to leave. I'm not going to stay long anyway. I already said that, didn't I? Christ, I'm a total wreck.
As they reach Cafe Lalo, Joe stops and looks at Kevin.
Kevin, this woman is the most adorable creature I have ever come in contact with. If she turns out to be even as good-looking as a mailbox, I'll be crazy not to turn my life upside down and marry her.
She could be a real dog.
A total panic.
You go look.
Me?
Just go to the window and check her out.
You're pathetic.
Kevin goes to the window and looks inside.
See her?
There's a beautiful, whoa, very beautiful girl.
Yes?
But no book. Let me see. Wait a minute, there's a book with a flower, so it must be her.
What does she look like?
There's a waiter blocking. I can't see her face. He's serving her a cup of tea, and she's putting in 3 spoonfuls of sugar.
Well, why shouldn't she?
No reason, unless she has hyperglycemia. Oh, he's moving.
Can you see her?
Yes.
And?
Clearly frustrated.
She's very pretty.
She is. I knew she would be. She had to be.
She looks, I would say she has a little of the colouring of that Kathleen Kelly person.
Kathleen Kelly of the bookstore?
Why not? You said you thought she was attractive.
So what? Who cares about Kathleen Kelly?
Well, if you don't like Kathleen Kelly, I can tell you right now you ain't going to like this girl.
Why not?
Because it is Kathleen Kelly.
Joe elbows Kevin aside and looks.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
You're going to let her just wait there?
Yes, yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Why not?
But she wrote the letters.
Good night, Kevin. I'll see you tomorrow.